Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Luke 15, verse 1. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Jesus is eating with sinners. And he spake this parable unto them. Jesus spoke this parable to them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. As much as I rejoice about being found, the Lord is rejoicing about finding me. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. The Lord woke me up in the night and started laying this out. I know I've got a word for someone today, that Jesus is looking for you. Jesus is looking for you. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this joy unspeakable, full of glory that we feel in this house today. Lord, I feel such a freedom and liberty and worship and praise. And we know that where two or three are gathered together in your name, you're here. And we know that it says where you are, where your spirit is, there's liberty and freedom. And I thank you for that freedom in this house today. I pray that you would help me to deliver this word like you gave it to me, Lord, for just a few moments today, and that, Lord, the preaching of your word would be anointed, the hearing and response to your word would be anointed. Just have your way in this place today, in Jesus' name. Everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands one more time to the Lord as you're seated today. Said, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. In this passage, we get such a great look into the character of God. And many people, they see him as, and many times, sadly, it's because of the way he's presented to them. They see him as just a vengeful, wrathful, angry God. And that's not his nature. The Bible says he is a man of war. And he is a righteous judge. But in this passage, I think we get a great look into the character of God. Not as a man of war, not as a creator or even a judge, but as a father. God is love. We understand that today. And we understand that here in this passage that he is the shepherd. The Bible says that he's the shepherd. We're the sheep of his pasture. Where so many times in the Bible we're related to sheep. Today's society, that's an insult. That's a derogatory term for, they call you sheeple. They call you sheep if you just, you know, for all kinds of different reasons, and it's usually a political thing, but it doesn't have a good connotation to it today. But I'm thankful for the biblical connotation that he is my shepherd and I'm the sheep of his pasture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not lack. Amen. I'm glad that he's my shepherd. And we see in this passage that one of his sheep has wandered away from the flock and gone astray. And it says that that sheep is lost. And I think, and this is not what I'm preaching today, but I think that it's worth noting that the sheep that has wandered away from the flock is classified as lost. We need to stay with the flock. God has ordained the church. God has ordained brotherhood and sisterhood and unity. And we need to not stray away from the flock, because I don't want to be lost away from the flock. But what I want to focus on is the fact that the shepherd went looking for the lost sheep. And to say that, it says that he left the 99, but to say that he left the flock, that's not to say that he abandoned the flock, but to put emphasis on the fact that he did not abandon the one that was lost. Does that make sense? To say that he left the 99 doesn't mean he abandoned or doesn't care for the 99. It's to put emphasis on the fact that he left and pursued and went after one sheep that was lost. One sheep that was wandering in the wrong direction. He didn't say, well, that sheep, they were always kind of problematic anyway. That sheep was always kind of lagging behind anyway. It'll get what's coming to it. He didn't say, if they want to leave me, I'll leave them. Keep going, flock. Let's go. But he pursued and he chased after his sheep that had gone astray. And when he found it, he said, let me pick you up and turn you around. Place your feet on solid ground. That's what the Lord will do for us. If you're waiting to preach with me, this is a good time to preach with me. That's what he did for me. There's people in here today that can say that's what he did for me, because I remember when I was wandering and I was away from the flock and I was disconnected from the flock and from the shepherd, and I was in danger with wolves all around me. But here come over the hill the shepherd running, and he's seeking after me. He's pursuing me, and he took me on his shoulder and said, I'm taking you back home, my little lost sheep. I'm taking you back home. It just like this, I'm pulling you out of this mud. I'm pulling you out of the miry clay, and I'm taking you home, and we're going to rejoice. I'm so glad today that the Lord pursued me, that he went after me, even when I had wandered away from the flock, that he didn't leave me behind, amen? He said, rejoice with me, because I found my sheep that was lost. And somebody in here today feels like that lost sheep, disconnected from the flock, wandering in the wrong direction. You know, it doesn't say how far the sheep went. It might have still could have been in view. Maybe. Maybe it wasn't far up. Maybe it was over the hill just a ways. But it was wandering in the wrong direction, away from the flock, away from the shepherd. And somebody today feels like that. Maybe you feel like I'm even in view of where I need to be, but I'm wandering in the wrong direction. And I'm disconnected from the flock. I'm disconnected from the shepherd. You know, why go after one sheep? He's got 99 more sheep. And aren't sheep all pretty much the same? I mean, you think sheep, you think, you know, white, fluffy, you know, sheep. Can you really tell if one is missing? And that's what you feel like today. Does it even make a difference if I'm missing? Does it even make a difference if I'm wandering away? But Can I tell you that the shepherd is saying today, I know the differences between my sheep. I know the uniqueness of each of my sheep, and I know them individually. I know the lost sheep's name. I was there when it was born into the flock. I helped it. I guided it. I've led it this far. I know that lost sheep. I know where to go find it, and I will not leave it behind to die alone in the wilderness. And that's the first stage of what I want to tell somebody today that feels like a wandering lost sheep, is that the Lord is pursuing after you. The Lord is coming after you today, and he's saying, I'm not going to leave you behind. I'm not going to leave you disconnected. I'm not going to leave you alone to die in the wilderness, but I'm coming after my lost sheep. I'm coming after my lost sheep. The Lord immediately follows with another parable in Luke 15. In verse 8, he says, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Again, looking for one piece. Knowing the value of that one piece. Understanding that without that one, the set is not complete. You could have said, I've got most of the set. I've got 99% of the set. I've got enough for it to be still, you know, somewhat complete. But it was incomplete without that one piece. And the Lord is looking for that one piece. And he says, you know what, I'm going to light a candle. And I'm going to start sweeping the house. The coin was lost in the house. The coin was lost inside the house. And you might feel today that even sitting on the pew, you're still pretty well hid. Even clapping a little bit, you're still pretty well hid in the house. And that is why service after service, the Lord lights a candle. There's a word, there's preaching that goes forth. There's a candle that's been lit, and the light of it starts to expose our dark places. The light of it starts to expose right where we're at. That's why we feel a little squirmy sometimes when the word of the Lord starts going forth. It's because the light of the candle is lighting. He's turning stuff over. He's sweeping the house. He's saying, I'm going to light up the darkness, and I'm going to find my coin that's lost inside this house. And then he starts sweeping the house. And there's a presence of God that starts sweeping through the room. Hey, you know what all this jumping around and all this electricity in the air you feel is? That's the sweeping through the house saying, I'm looking for a coin that's lost today, trying to shake them out from under that chair. Come on, somebody. Starts turning stuff upside down, moving stuff around, starts shifting furniture because he's looking for a coin that's lost right here inside the house. You think you're pretty well hid, but the candle of the Lord is going forth right now, and he's lighting up somebody's heart. He's lighting up that place you feel lost in today. Somebody's that lost coin in the house today. But Jesus is looking for you. Jesus is looking for you. Lord, help us today. Get our attention today, Jesus. And finally, Jesus follows up with one final parable about a prodigal son. In verse 11, he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. Give me my inheritance early. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. The world won't sustain you. The world will not sustain you. And he began to be in want. Reminds me of, I preached not long ago how the woman had left and said, I left full, but I returned empty. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, but no man gave to him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I'll say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. That's what somebody feels like today. I'm not even worthy to be called your child, Lord. But just make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. I tell you, your father sees you no matter how far off you've gone. He saw him, he had compassion, and he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, put shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry, rejoicing in heaven. Rejoicing in heaven. Maybe the shepherd, maybe the father today is saying, I haven't found him in the pasture. And I've been sweeping the house service after service, but I'm still standing at the end of the road waiting to see my child come stumbling my way again. And I'm going to run and I'm going to meet him, because Jesus is looking for you. It doesn't matter if you're just starting to wonder. It doesn't matter if you're hid inside the house. And it don't matter if you're straight up lost as can be, prodigal, living a sinful life away from the Father. He is looking for you today. It doesn't matter what stage you're in, how close in proximity you are. You are as close as the mention of his name, and he is telling you, I can correct your course. I can bring you home again. I'm looking for my lost sheep. I'm looking for my lost coin. I'm looking for my son and my daughter today. You know, it says here, and I always point this out, but it says that when that prodigal son, it says, when he came to himself, he said, I've got to get back to my father's house. Even if it's not the same as it was before, I've got to get back. That means that when he was wasting his substance on riotous living, when he was living a sinful lifestyle, when he was into, no doubt, all kinds of sin and iniquity and perversion and all the things that he had gotten himself into, and when he was trying to eat the husks that the swine eat in the pig pen, none of that was who he was. When he came to himself,
when he came to who he truly was at the core, he understood, I've got a father at home waiting on me. And this is not who I am. This pig pen is not who I am. This sinful life, it's not who I am. Being lost and alone out here in the world, that's not who I am. I still have a father at home that's waiting on me. And let me tell somebody today, you feel like this is who I've become, but it's not really who you are. You say, oh, I'm too far away. I'm not worthy to be called a son or a daughter anymore. But that is not who you are. I wish to God that he would shake somebody today and cause you to come to yourself again and realize, I've still got a father I can run to. It's not too late. And I'm telling you, you don't have to come back as a servant, but you can come back as a son and as a daughter. You can come back and we're going to rejoice, and the Father's going to rejoice, and there's going to be a party in the church, and there's going to be a party in heaven, because my son, my daughter that was lost is found again. Jesus is looking for you. Jesus is looking for you. There's a story that I heard recently. I was listening to, he's just a powerful evangelist in the UPCI, Nick Mahaney. And his father, Charles Mahaney, man, he was a prophet, just powerful. I believe he was like the head of the prison ministry for the UPCI for so long while he was alive. And he preached to people like, just notorious serial killers. And I'm talking about big name criminals and people and preached to them in prison. But his son, Nick Mahaney, who's alive today and preaching the gospel all over the world. And he was lost as lost can be. And he was telling the account, he had warrants. He was in and out of jail. He was on drugs. He got to where he was homeless. He never would. He said I would go to seances and pray to the devil. He said just to be rebellious against my family. He said I told my dad one time, I cursed God to his face one time. And as I was living that kind of life and was just bitter and broken and lost as you could be. And he said it was winter, dead of winter. He said I was homeless. And I was strung out, but I was freezing to death. He said I knew that I was approaching hypothermia. He said I was sleeping under a bridge, and I realized I'm going to freeze to death. And so he walked as far as he could into a bad neighborhood, found an abandoned house. It was boarded up, condemned. He broke into it, and there was some old stuff in there that he was going to try and light on fire and keep himself warm and sleep inside that abandoned house. But he said, as I was trying to do that, he said, I know what happens with hypothermia. There's a warm feeling that washes over you. You go to sleep and you don't wake up. He said, I'm shaking as hard as I can shake. I'm freezing to death. I'm strung out. He said, I'm trying to light something on fire. I'm trying to light furniture on fire in the house so I can keep myself warm. He said, but all of a sudden I feel that warm feeling wash over me. And he said, I said out loud to myself, well, this is it. He said, I stumbled over to a wall, and I leaned against the wall, and I slid down the wall, and I couldn't hold my eyes open. He said, but as I was drifting, I heard a banging on the door, and it was saying, Nikki, Nikki, you in there, son? And he thought, that sounds like my dad, but that can't, I haven't talked to my dad in years. I haven't had any contact with him. He doesn't know where I'm at. This was before phones and GPS and Life 360 and all that stuff. And he thought, I'm having some kind of experience before I die. And he's drifting more, and he hears banging from another part, another window, another door. And he's saying, Nikki, son, let me in. Let me in. And the door kicks open. And his dad walks into the room. And he said, okay, I'm having this. My dad is ushering me out or something. This is, you know, I'm dying. He said, my dad walked to me, and he grabbed me and said, come on, son, you're dying. And he drug him up, drug him outside, got him in the car. He said, the whole time we were riding, I was reaching over and touching his face and feeling him and was just in awe. Because he's thinking, you can't be real. And he says, Dad, how did you find me? And he said, I was asleep. And an angel of the Lord woke me up, handed me this card with an address on it, and said, your son is at this address. If you don't go get him, he's going to die. But God's not through with him. Jesus is looking for you. It doesn't matter how far you have gone. It doesn't matter what state you find yourself in today. I'm telling you that the Lord cares, and He is looking for you. He is looking for you today. Oh, I wish somebody would just reach up your hands right now. Oh, and just talk to the Lord for a minute. I'm telling you, Jesus is looking for you. You've tried to hide long enough. You've wandered astray for long enough. You've neglected that call for long enough. You've neglected His voice for long enough. I'm telling you, He's saying, I'm reaching for my lost sheep. I'm reaching for my lost coin. I'm reaching for my lost son or daughter today. The Lord cares. I rebuke shame and condemnation right now in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, I'll say it again. I rebuke and bind in the name of Jesus the spirit of shame and guilt and condemnation right now in the name of Jesus. You can boldly approach the throne of grace today that you may obtain mercy. Oh, come on, somebody. God is reaching down into the pit that you're in and saying, I've got life and life more abundantly. I'm not going to condemn you. I'm not going to stone you. I'm not going to judge you. But I'm going to love you and restore you and save you. And He's going to rejoice. It says, this comes to my mind. It says that for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. You know what the joy was? He's carrying that cross. He said, I'm going to find all my lost sheep. I'm about to set up a lighthouse that they can see. And one day they'll sing, I see a crimson stream of blood. I'm going to set up a beacon of hope so that my lost sheep can see it and they can find me and I can find them. Oh, he wants to rejoice in that today. He said, I'm going to find my lost sheep. And I'm closing. Maybe you feel that pull of God today for the first time. Maybe you feel something stirring in you like you never have before. You feel that pull of the Spirit of God today like you never have before. And that is because just like in these three parables that we read today, you've been His all along. He said, all souls are mine. All souls are mine. But he's just trying to bring you home. There's something already in you. And the creation knows the Creator. And that's why you feel that stirring in you today, is because you were already His. He's just trying to bring you where you belong. He's just trying to bring you where you belong. Stand with me today. Let me tell you, He wants to make it official. He wants to make it official. The Bible says that we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He wants to sign some adoption papers today and say, welcome home. You're mine. You're mine. One of the most powerful scriptures to me, and it's in a completely different, it's Old Testament, something completely different is going on, but I recall it in my mind all the time, where he said, fear thou not. And he says, for thou art mine. He said, you belong to me. I don't want to judge you. I don't want to condemn you. I don't want to throw stones at you. I want to put a ring on your finger. I want to put a robe on you. I want to put shoes on your feet. And I want to celebrate your homecoming. Therefore, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And if you feel that prick at your heart today, it's not condemnation, it might be conviction. It's the same thing they felt on the day of Pentecost. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said, repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What I'm preaching to us today is very simple. But the gospel is not complicated. You shouldn't have to decipher what I'm saying to understand that the Lord wants to save you. And I'm telling you that if you've never knelt at an altar and said, Lord, here's everything I am. I'm coming to you messed up as I am. Nothing hid before you. I'm laying it all on the altar. And my desire is to turn around and walk with you. If you've never done that, you can do that today. If you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus, calling on the name of the Lord, having your sins washed away, you can do that today. If you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, that spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father, God can fill you with the Holy Ghost today. And if you feel like a lost sheep, that's wandered away, or if you feel like a lost coin that's hid right here in the house, or if you feel like a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter that has wandered away from the lifestyle of the Father's house, Jesus is looking for you, and He's reaching for you right now. He's reaching for you right now. Could you lift your hands all over this place? And I wish somebody would begin to just call on the Lord right now. I wish somebody would just begin to call on the Lord right now. That's it. Lift your voice. I feel such a strong presence of the Lord in this place. Oh, I feel the love of God sweeping through this room. It's not condemnation. It's not guilt or shame, but the love of God is washing through this room. He said, I'll restore you. I can restore your life. I can restore your home. I can pull you out of addiction. I can pull you out of sin and shame. I can pull you out of that darkness. Oh, the Lord loves you today. I wonder if we could flood these altars right now. I'm asking all that would you find a place to kneel, to lift your hands, to pray? I'm just inviting you. You don't have to be scared to come to the altar today. I'm inviting anybody that will to just come and find a place and just reach out to the Lord right now. All you're doing is stepping out in faith. You're stepping out in faith today. Lord, I'm going to step out of my seat today at least in faith and believe that you can find me right where I'm at. I'm reaching for you, Lord. I'm reaching for you, Father. Oh, that's it. That's it. Just let the love of God sweep over you right now. God's doing a work in this house.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.